Let's move on to biomagnetism. In the second subject we are taking, or second chapter we are taking today for discussion, we will discuss definition of biomagnetism, the principle of biomagnetism, biomagnetism and the human body, biomagnetism, the input, outgo and stock, and finally, the greatness of God realization. First, definition of biomagnetism. What is biomagnetism? A formative dust particle is present within the almighty force. Because of its compression, a fold is formed, fold begins to rotate. There is specific amount of the divine mighty fluid, mighty divine fluid entrapped within the formative dust particle, which is the potent magnetism. This potent magnetism begins to overflow as the formative dust particles begins to get expelled from a cloud, from a group of such formative dust particles, and begins to transform itself in the universe. This is the universal magnetism. This is Paramatma. In the living beings, it is the same biomagnetism that is functioning within the physical body, and it is called as the biomagnetism or the Jivatma. So the expelled formative dust transforming itself from potent magnetism into dynamic magnetism in the living beings is biomagnetism. It is the simplest definition that is possible for you to remember. I hope you remember that. The quality and the quantity of biomagnetism is directly proportional to the quality and quantity of life energy particles. The more life energy particles we store within the body, higher our biomagnetism. The lesser spinning, heavier formative dust particles we have within our body, that means the mind has to function at a very subtle level. The quality of the biomagnetism is much more intense and superior. The life energy formative dust particles present within our physical living body is directly proportional according to the sexual vital fluid. Sexual vital fluid is responsible for the life energy particles. Higher quality, higher intensity, quantity of the sexual vital fluid, particularly in the cerebrospinal area, is responsible for the higher quality and quantity of life energy particles. Of course, we know that the sexual vital fluid is produced based on the food that we consume. There is a minimum stock quantity that we inherit from our parents, from our mother, father, and then we add it to that as we continue to eat food. Food becomes juice, juice becomes blood, blood becomes tissue, tissue becomes fat, fat becomes bone, bone becomes marrow, marrow becomes the intense sexual vital fluid that we know of. And this vital fluid can be recirculated, transformed. Instead of allowing it to expel from our body, evacuate from our body, we can recirculate it with the practice of Kayakalpa Yoga. The sexual vital fluid that descended from the cerebrospinal area to the sexual gland, waiting to be evacuated, can be recirculated and retransformed back into the spiritual energy into the cerebrospinal area. That increases the battery capacity to store more life energy particles in a better intensity, better quality within ourselves. As we meditate, our quantity, quality of life energy particles increase. As we introspect, the quality of the life energy particles, which otherwise in an emotional state, gets aggravated, accelerated, and converts itself into magnetic energy and transforms itself into certain mental waves or physical actions, and we lose that energy very rapidly. Instead of that, as we introspect, we gain control over our emotional disturbances, and therefore we can gain control over the quality of the life energy particles we will have within our body, which increases the quality of the biomagnetism. That means it becomes more intense, lower in frequency, and therefore longer in terms of wavelength. That means it can travel longer, it can be more intense, it can have more impact, it can disperse itself, scatter itself much wider. The impact of our thought force will manifest in actions much faster, manifest as result much faster if you are able to do kayakalpa yoga, meditation and introspection. All of this means your body has to be prepared for it, which means that we have to exercise regularly in order that we prepare our body to maintain higher quantum of sexual vital fluid, which in turn increases the quality quantity of life force particles, which in turn increases the quality quantity of biomagnetism. Higher quality and quantity of biomagnetism is directly responsible for the physical health and the mental health. The biomagnetism is circulating throughout the life, throughout the physical body of any life form. In our physical body also, it is spreading from head to toe. It forms a center as it circulates throughout the body, and it supplies energy for each and every cell within the body. It forms an vortex. The vortex is the genetic center. Nothing else is the genetic center. Genetic center is the three-dimensional center of this magnetic body or the magnetic causal body. Life energy particles form together the astral body, the biomagnetic energy, which is the result of the self-spinning formative dust particles functioning within the physical body, is the causal body. Body formed by magnetism is causal body, or the jivatma. As we experience thoughts, words and deeds from within us and also outside of us, from other living forms and other people and other celestial bodies, etc., these magnetic waves that have been emanating from our own selves and from around us cause a ripple effect. And that ripple effect come and impact our biomagnetic field. All actions impact the biomagnetic field. We are a part of the society. If somebody takes a decision to withdraw a 500 rupee note in the country, that action has an impact on our biomagnetic field. People are agitated. We are also standing in the queue to convert our 500 rupees. The mindset of people who are standing there is caused a ripple effect across that particular environment. We are part of the environment, and that impact will also be felt by us. These experiences, good or bad, pain or pleasure, whatever it may be, are compressed and stored in our magnetic body as knots, magnetic knots. These magnetic knots are the karmic imprints or imprints. Genetic center contains within itself all the imprints that it has undergone as experiences have been compressed and stored as imprints from our previous generations to this generation. All actions are stored as experiences as magnetic knots. Genetic center with its imprints is called the soul. Soul. And the genetic center, therefore, is a treasure house. A treasure house that expands to take the shape and qualities of objects. It will take the exact, precise shape and quality of the experience that it has undergone and stored within the genetic center. As we experience the expansion of this imprint in our mind, it undergoes further experience. And that experience is also stored, and now the old imprint undergoes minor changes. As we recall, for instance, our memory of our childhood house. Today, our recall will be totally different from the actual shape and color and form. For instance, if I ask you, how many windows were there at the front of your house? You may be able to tell me an answer. Now, if I ask you, what is the length and the width of that window? Your memory slightly fading. Now, if I ask you, what is the color of the various front portion, the door, the window, and the wall of your house? Again, certain changes are happening, certain hesitation will come in your mind. Supposing I ask you, what is the height of the first step that you crossed to enter in your house? Now, again, the memory is fading. Like this, I can go into finer details. As I go into finer details, your mind or memory will begin to fail you. You will not be able to recall precise details of every square inch of the front portion or the front elevation of your house. Because as you aged, your recalling ability created further changes in your memory. For instance, if I ask you, what was the length of my beard 2 years ago? You may have seen me, but you will not be able to recall. Approximately, you will say, I think it was longer. Some people will say, no, sir, it was shorter. But you will not be able to tell me precisely what length my beard was. This is how your memory works. But today, if I ask you what is the length, you will be able to look at my face and tell me, okay, sir, it is this much length. It is 3 inches, 4 inches, you will be able to tell me. But after 4 or 5 days, the 3 or 4 inches may not be the exact memory that you will have. Even if you keep recalling it again and again and again, as you keep recalling it, your genetic center is undergoing further changes. The more you recall it, the more changes take place. Therefore, it is important to remember your lessons accurately, write it down and memorize. Read it once again, because memory is transient. The genetic center is undergoing changes. This genetic center connects to the universal magnetism. Every experiences of ours has already been transmitted to the universal magnetism. Precise results of our actions according to time as decided by nature is waiting to happen. Therefore, this genetic center is the treasure trove of experiences, which also means that the formative dust particle formation from the original almighty divine state is also imprinted in your genetic center. If you want to recall, you will be able to very easily recall it. Some of these imprints, however, will end up creating pain as they manifest in words, thoughts, or deeds. The results are unerring, unfailing. These imprints that cause pain for self or others, now or in the future, physically or mentally, are called the sin imprints. These are the results of our mistakes in our birth, also the pain-causing imprints of our past generations and from animals. Our duty is therefore to understand this deeper and cleanse our genetic center of these sin imprints. Mind, therefore, plays an important role. What is mind and how is it related to the biomagnetism? The genetic center, the karmic center, the soul is in touch with the brain and the sense organs all the time. It expands to show the experiences in the brain. It expands to show as memory in your body cells also. Biomagnetism compresses all experiences into magnetic knots. Biomagnetism therefore cognizes experiences and discriminates. It compares the old experience versus the new experience, old cognition versus the new cognition, and creates a new experience. And the new experience is also compared with the old experience. And that result of these two experiences are also stored as a new experience, as a magnetic knot.
the functioning of cognition experience discrimination by myomagnetism is in short called as mind. Mind is a direct result of the dynamic functioning of the biomagnetism itself. It functions as waves. Because we are consuming biomagnetism and transforming it into mental patterns, as we experience this change of biomagnetic state in our brain, we create a ripple effect in the formative dust particles present within the brain. And that ripple effect begins to transform itself into multiple ripple effects around ourselves. Whoever or whatever is the object of focus of the brain wave, the wave travels. The ripple effect spreads, clashes with the object of focus. Portion of this ripple effect begins to reflect and come back to us. A portion of the ripple effect refracts. It distorts and it deflects and winds and bends and goes around the object of focus. It penetrates the object of focus because it is traveling in the highly permeable divine state. The universal magnetism, which is present everywhere, is inseparable from the almighty divine fluid. At one stage it is static. As it begins to expand itself and spreads as magnetism throughout the universe, it is the dynamic state. So it is the same magnetic fluid that has now dynamically transformed itself into spreading magnetism, universal magnetism. As long as it is present as an entrapped divine fluid within the formative dust particle, it is the potent magnetism. So this expanding, spreading universal magnetism refracts and allows this ripple effect caused by our mental waves to reflect and interact constantly between us and the object of focus. Universal magnetism is the medium. Mind travels in this medium instantly across the universe. It travels faster than the speed of light. Light travels at 3 lakh kilometers per second. Thought wave can travel at infinitely faster speed than the light itself. Mind waves are therefore to be understood as ones that are born out of the divine state in its wonderful drama of transformational game that is experienced by us constantly. Divinity therefore functions as intuition, teaching us everything that it is experiencing, showing it as an inner vision. As our mind creates a ripple effect, causes the wave to spread, clashes, reflect, refracts, penetrates, interacts, as it cognizes and experiences and discriminates between different experiences and creates imprints and records, indelible records, it functions as a messenger also, as an intuitive power also within us. These can be measured through an electroencephalogram. The mind waves, or the brain waves, can be measured to be functioning in 4 levels. Beta between 14 and 40. Alpha between 8 and 13, theta between 4 and 7, delta between 1 and 3. Consciousness is governing this. Consciousness is total. It is absolute. It is complete in nature, in the absolute space, in gravity. But within our mind, as it functions in these frequencies, it begins to function as a fractional consciousness, which is the mind. This mind functioning as a fractional consciousness due to biomagnetic transformation within the brain contains within itself perceptional qualities. This fraction has the ability to realize the totality. As it realizes the totality, it becomes the absolute, the divine, static, almighty gravity state. Fraction realizes the qualities of the divine, plenum, force, time and consciousness. Only then it can merge with the almighty force. Only then it can blossom as the almighty force in the fractional state. At that state, imprints are dissolved. Salvation, which is cleansing of the imprints in the genetic center, is achieved. As salvation is achieved, perfection is also achieved. Perfection is self-realization. Name and fame are those who use well their touch, taste, sound, sight, and smell. We must understand the principles of biomagnetism. Let us now focus our mind on these two phenomena called as pleasure and pain. Biomagnetism functions with a specific quantum, specific quality, therefore with a specific gravity within every living being. Moderately utilizing the biomagnetism for sensory activities lead to pleasure. When it exceeds the threshold limit, capacity to withstand reduces, goes beyond our tolerable limits, resulting in pain. As long as it converts within the threshold, it results in pleasure. For instance, take sweet. You can eat 2, 3, 4 sweets. Your favorite sweet from your mother, father, whoever makes it at home, you can have a few of them. But beyond a limit, the same sweet becomes bitter because the biomagnetic conversion that is happening in your tongue is converting beyond your threshold limit. So sweetness is not in the sweet that you ate. It is a perceptional biomagnetic transformation that is happening within your tongue, within your sensory organ. Hence, there is a limit, there is a moderation, there is a discipline that is required in how you eat sweets or anything else that you indulge in terms of taste. Likewise, if you are in a dark room and you, let us say you come out of the dark room into a bright space, your eyes squint because the amount of biomagnetic conversion outside is much higher than inside. You have to get adjusted to the level. Once you get adjusted to the level, you can start to see the bright sunlight. Other way around also is a problem. When you come from an outside into a dark theater, it takes a few minutes for your eyes to get adjusted to the darkness or dark light inside the theater. Once you get adjusted to it, then you are able to see your seat and go and sit there, even with the dim light that is present within the theater. You do not require torchlight if you just allow yourself a few minutes of relaxed time. The eyes will get adjusted to the darkness that is present within the dark room because the biomagnetic conversion has now come down to the level which is present within the dark space. Therefore, everything is just biomagnetic conversion. This has to be understood a little more deeply by understanding how our body functions. Biomagnetism works in two ways. We have two different nervous systems. Biomagnetism functions within these two nervous systems. One is the autonomous nervous system. Another one is the central nervous system. Divinity maintains, it is programming itself. It is a wonderful divine calculation that is maintained for every human being. A minimum stock quantity of biomagnetism is maintained by the Almighty Consciousness in the fractional state. It uses 5 sources of energy: food, water, air, radiation from the earth, and radiation from the celestial bodies, from the stars and the planets. the body is able to constantly receive energy from this. When the biomagnetism present within the limited stock quality, we are able to feel energetic. The moment it goes below the minimum stock level, we feel tired. The central nervous system and the brain shuts down. Body is the highest priority for the Almighty Consciousness. The brain is programmed to shut itself off. The central nervous system, the voluntary actions shut themselves off. The moment the biomagnetism goes below the minimum stock quantity, we fall asleep. During sleep, voluntary functions are not there. We don't move our legs and hands voluntarily. Involuntary reflex action, sometimes we roll on our bed on from left side to right side, we may sleep. Okay, forget about that. Other than those few small movements we have, the rest of the night, we do not engage in voluntary functions. Only autonomous functions are present. The quantum of biomagnetism increases. Even though we don't eat, even though we don't drink, we are consuming air. Magnetic energy, radiation energy is coming from the center of the earth. Radiation energy coming from the stars and the planets and the celestial bodies. The body increases the quantum of biomagnetism. When the minimum stock level is reached within about 7 to 8 hours of sleep, there is automatic reconnection. The autonomous function then wakes up the central nervous system. The brain wakes up. We feel like jumping out of bed, feeling highly refreshed. Just watch this. We go to bed feeling tired. We wake up feeling highly refreshed, even though we don't eat, even though we don't drink. If you understand how this functions, you have understood everything about how biomagnetism functions within the body. Biomagnetism also needs to be understood from the input, the outflow or the outgo, and the stock. If you understand these three parameters, you will understand various experiences that we go through also. The input comes from food, air, water, earth, and universe. The celestial body, radiation from the earth, radiation from the universe. And autonomous functions are digestion, circulation of heat, blood and air, respiration, breathing, and excretion, elimination of waste products. These four are what we call the autonomous functions. Even if we go to sleep, these autonomous functions will continue to function. Our lungs will continue to breathe. Digestion will take place, circulation of everything will take place, heart will continue to pump blood, and excretion, for instance, the place excretionary forces to some extent will come to play. Urine excretion will reach the bladder and stay there. We have the capacity to withstand the force of excretion to some extent. Until that particular point of time, we are able to sleep. If it goes beyond our capacity to withstand, then automatically the brain wakes itself up and say, hey, go to the toilet, go pass urine and come back. So this is also automatically functioning. Therefore, the excretionary forces are also continue to function in our body cells. Voluntary functions are necessary for survival. It is necessary for functioning of our jnanendriyas and karmendriyas, the so-called the senses and the hands and the limbs and the body, etc. Various parts of the body are voluntarily moved or used for us for the sake of survival, for the sake of living. We need to do it. We are part of the society. Society also puts some conditions for us to live with certain rules, and we agree to certain rules, and therefore functioning within the society is also through the voluntary functions. The expenses, therefore, are through these two functions, autonomous functions and voluntary functions. 75% of the biomagnetism goes for bodily functions. 25% goes to the brain. The brain is only 1.2 kilograms, approximately 2% of the mass of the body.
consuming 25% of the biomagnetic energy present within the body. So can you imagine how much of intense biomagnetism must be present within the brain? Swamiji used to say, brain is full of marrow, brain is full of divine magnetic fluid. Yet, the body takes priority over the brain. The brain will shut itself off when the minimum quantity of 75% is not available for the body. The brain will no more function voluntarily. It will shut itself off. Significant portion of the brain will go to sleep. Minimum level of function is available for the brain. Brain will continue to function throughout the night also, but many parts of the brain get shut down. For instance, long-term memory processing, short-term memory processing continues to happen only when we sleep. That is why people who do not sleep or who have sleep deprivation problems have serious trouble remembering things or memory issues. Pleasure is when the stock is more than the outgo. Expenses is less, stock is more. You feel pleasure. There is surplus stock. Pain is when the stock is less than the overflow. The overflow is more, the outgo is more, outflow is more, but we have less stock. We feel tired, we feel pain, we feel uncomfortable, discomforted, etc. because there is shortfall. When the input and the outflow is at an equilibrium, not necessarily equal, understand the word equilibrium. When these two quantum is similar in nature, then there is a balance. Meditation, for instance, gives that peaceful state. Ecstasy is when there is very minimal outgo and there is higher input, when our brain is functioning at the divine bliss state of theta delta frequency. The state is divine bliss or ecstatic state. This is possible for you to experience in this lifespan. We have to learn to reduce the frequency, which is why meditation is important. How to preserve this beautiful, powerful biomagnetism? Moderation and discipline in food, work, rest, use of thought force, and those who are married, physical copulation activities also need to be moderated and disciplined. The greatness of God realization also is within the reach of your hands if you understand the power of biomagnetism and use it to understand the real source of happiness. Pleasure does not come from external objects. It doesn't come from a car or a mobile phone or a house or going to a job or buying new set of clothes or celebrating with your friends or doing a housewarming of a new house or wearing a gold chain, etc. No, it does not, because there is a limit. That once this pleasure crosses the threshold limit, the same pleasure will become pain. There is unerring law of cause and effect that gives you precise result for every action that you perform. Action is embedding within itself a precise result. The precise results are according to the specific gravity present within yourself, within the actions that you perform, and within the environment in which you perform it, and within the element which you are interacting with. Could be another person that you are interacting with. One word said to a person closer to you, one word said to a person who is not close to you, will have two different effects, because the specific gravity of the action and the specific gravity of the recipient's mindsets and the imprints that are present there create a beautiful divine play, which gives you very specific result, a precise result, an unerring result. All this is the divine play of biomagnetism at play. Therefore, my friends, we must meditate, we must introspect, we must intensify our biomagnetism, we must transcend the lure of sensual pleasures and develop noble sentiments of the mind, achieve peace,
contentment and everlasting true happiness, the bliss. In the process, we must cleanse our genetic center of impurities and achieve salvation and attain perfection and self-realization. Thank you very much. Be blessed by the divine. Vaazhgalamudan. May the Almighty Force and our Guru shower you with good health, long life, enough wealth, peace, prosperity, fame, and wisdom.